Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. If you are just waking up, maybe just struggled out from under the duvet and are about to put on your comedy tie this morning, or maybe comedy waistcoat. Do you think any of our listeners do that? I'd like to think not.
They are a bit weird, aren't they? I saw a great one yesterday with loads of cartoon sheep on it.
We were just talking about this. Where was this?
On the train.
Right.
On the way home from work.
What, so tie with sheep?
Yeah, just loads of cartoon sheep on it. And he looked like the most miserable man in the world. And I thought about it, and I thought, I've never seen someone wearing a comedy tie actually smiling.
No, they generally look really miserable. Was he like middle-aged businessman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, they're all the same. They always look really fed up.
So obviously,
whilst wearing a Daffy Duck waistcoat,
yeah.
Or a Mickey Mouse tie.
And it was proven yesterday, Chap has had world's greatest dad socks on. And I thought,
he's not generally the most...
sort of person that would wear them, isn't he?
Yeah, they're not generally the most happy people, are they?
Always moaning, but got stupid socks on.
It's the classic clown syndrome, isn't it? You know, they're all generally... they're miserable, aren't they, clowns? But they've got the smile painted on their faces, so it looks like they're smiling, but actually they're crying inside.
My favourite comedy ties, you know the ones which are like plain ties down to your kind of suit button, and then they open up, take off their suit jacket and Mickey Mouse pops out?
I've never seen them.
Have you not?
What, so...
they kind of fool you into thinking they're a plain tie, and then once they relax a bit...
ta-da! Ta-da!
Yeah.
Wow, they sound
Bart
great.
Bart Simpson.
Well, hello, if you are wearing a Bart Simpson. Actually, is it wrong that I was wearing... socks with the word Monday on them yesterday on the National Lottery. Do they count the same as comedy ties?
That proves once and for all that it was pre-recorded.
No, it was. It's not. Hello, if you're listening at the lottery, I'd like to say that it's not pre-recorded. It's, of course, live.
But
and as
why
it happened,
on earth would you wear Monday socks on a Wednesday?
Because I'm a boy and we don't care about things like that. And I got them for Christmas from my mum. Are they as bad as wearing the Daffy Duck tie or waistcoat?
No, because they can be easily concealed.
Okay.
But comedy... why do men walk into the tie shop and go, oh, I know,
I might get one with a cartoon character on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sean from Burton wants to know, is it okay to have Mr. T pants on today? Yeah, see, that's fine.
Fine.
I'd wear
them with pride.
I would. Anybody else is wearing something now... oh, no, here's someone that's got a tie with loads of sheep on. No, take that off. If you're wearing something you're a bit worried about going out of the house, text me in and we'll let you know. Socks with names on, I think that's...
But it is if it's your name, but Tony's been on saying he's got Terry socks. That's not
no,
good
No, that's
look.
Not good. And hello to Beth in Worcester, who did actually buy her dad a comedy tie the other week for birthday. See, that's the thing, you get them for birthdays and stuff. My dad has a cartoon giraffe tie. He is not boring, says Amy.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
Emma from Aberdeen.
Okay, how can I help?
Yeah, I went to the doctor and didn't realise the injection was going to be in my bum.
You went to the doctor and you had to have an injection in your bum, yeah?
Yep. Do you mind if the student doctor spits it in? I said, I don't know, that's no problem.
I don't like it. That's happened to me before. It's like, not an injection, but when they ask that, they're like, is it okay if the student doctor sits in? And you don't want to go, actually, no, it's not. If you're like me.
Every time I go, there's always a student doctor, so I've just given up caring now.
Right, so the student doctor's there. You're about to have an injection in your bottom. You didn't realise this was going to be the case. What happened?
And I was wearing pink pants with unicorns on them, which was a bit embarrassing when... he laughed and she laughed, and then I thought, well, I'll laugh as well since we're all
laughing. That's even worse.
So it could have been worse. I've got pants with poodles on them, and I've got other really random ones. So
I like it. Look on the bright side. At least you weren't wearing the ones with poodles on.
Exactly. I could have had other ones on. So, you know.
Was the student doctor fit?
He was, actually, yeah.
Hey there, check out my pink pants with unicorns.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
I bet doctors have seen some amazing pants in their time, haven't they? Do you think that comes under the Hippocratic Oath, where the doctors aren't allowed to divulge any information about their patients?
I'm sure they could probably, you know, go home and laugh about them as long as they didn't say who it was, so, you know.
Yeah, I can't tell you who the patient was, but I did see a particularly unpleasant pair of Dumbo pants earlier today. Yeah. It's like every time we have a guest in, I do wear better pants than I normally would do. Stop looking. No, don't look at them.
Well, we've got a guest in today.
Yeah.
You're really embarrassed if they've got holes in.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, time for Dear Scott now, where we answer your emails that you send in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. A posh Radio 4 lady reads them out. First one.
Scott, Chappers, Becky, the posh Radio 4 lady, and the one who doesn't speak. I listen by podcast from the States, and one certain aspect of your show has me completely perplexed. What exactly is Blay Friday and the significance behind it? I hope you'll clear up this puzzler for me. Many thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, Blay Friday is tomorrow.
That helps him.
You have to be a kind of regular listener to get what this is, but let me explain for everybody. I get this quite a lot as well, people asking me this, who just download the podcast in other countries. When it's Friday, it's not just Friday, it's only Blay Friday. We like to make it an event. And normally what happens is for a minute or so, on a Friday afternoon when we're normally on, I put loads of echo in my voice and get a piece of normally classical music and shout, "It's only Blay Friday," over the top of it, which for many people in the UK now is synonymous with the start of their weekend. I don't know how or why, but we've been doing it for about 4 years and people seem to like it. So that's what it is. It's only Blay Friday. It's a celebration of the fact that the weekend has arrived. Hope that helps, Jeff.
Dear posh Radio 4 lady, I had a strange thought the other day. If you are having an affair with Scott's dad and Chappers is having a liaison with Scott's mum, that makes you and Chappers some kind of weird step-parent couple to Scott. I can just imagine you now on nice family weekends together. Also, how do you feel about the winner of this week's Best Guest competition getting to spend the weekend with Scott's dad in France? Especially if Becky wins. I think she's eyeing up your man. Is there going to be a catfight over him? Because if there is, I think Becky could take you. Matt, off of Cas Vegas.
Thanks, Matt.
I think Matt wants me and Posh Radio 4 lady to have a fight. I don't think I've ever expressed any interest in your dad.
No, you haven't. That was Laura, who used to work on the show.
Oh, same.
She used to have a little bit of... Same. She used to have a thing for my dad.
Did she?
Yeah, she's like, oh, he looks a bit like Bruce Willis.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he? Well, I've never fancied him up until now. Is he wearing one of those white mesh vests?
No.
Really?
No, not.
We'll get a picture and then I'll decide.
I mean, don't get me wrong, my dad's, you know... He's in his mid-50s and he looks good.
Did you like the idea of Chappers and Posh Radio 4 lady being your step-parent?
No.
Would you prefer Chappers and one of the Dolly Rockers?
No, I don't want any of it. It's all Jeremy Kyle and I don't like it. Next.
Hey, Scott. It's Timmy from Northern Ireland. I'm 17 and have just finished school. Anyways, that has little importance to what I'm emailing you about.
OK, good.
I have invented a new word. It is frizzante.
Frizzante, I like new words.
That is a word though, isn't it? Already?
This is an Italian word for bubbly water. However, I have been using it to describe how cold the weather is, instead of saying freezing. I believe this to be a much superior word, and have had much fun using it.
You can have so much fun with frizzante.
I'm agreeing, actually. I think that's the way to go.
Bet the hours are flying by for Timmy in Northern Ireland.
I've been trying to spread the word throughout the UK in the hope that it would catch on and more people would be able to enjoy using this word. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of trouble spreading the word around as everyone seems to think it is stupid.
Yeah.
So, I'm emailing you in the hope that you can help me to spread this word throughout the UK with the great powers of radio and make millions of people's lives better.
Okay.
You don't like it, do
well,
you?
Well, I don't think I want to be a one-man crusade about the word frizzante.
How about if I start using it or we get Tulip to put it in the weather?
Yeah, can you put it in the weather, Tulip?
I can see if we can put that into the weather. How do you pronounce it again?
Frizzante.
Frizzante.
Frizzante. Although, is anywhere going to be frizzante at the weekend?
I think most places will be.
Okay,
do you know what? I think this is the wrong time of year to start this campaign because we're kind of going into summer.
Yeah, but it's still a bit frizzante, isn't it? Oh, my God, I'm doing
it. We've got another 6 months until it gets properly frizzante.
I have also made attempts at other words. However, I believe frizzante to be my best effort.
Consider it done in the 7:30 news.
I'm pleased he didn't say what the other words were, because I think they might have been actual rubbish.
Next!
When you go to see the old people at the drop-in centre, why are there no old men describing people? Have their wives buried them under the patio? Elvis, in Newcastle.
That is a good point. Why are there no men when we do What Are Those Old People On About? It's all ladies.
I've never thought about it before, but I certainly hadn't thought that.
No. Maybe there aren't any around at the drop-in centre when we go there. Or maybe you're right, maybe they have murdered their husbands.
Maybe they can't get a word in edgeways.
Let's listen to some of the old people now. Which one of these sounds like a murderer?
Oh, this is... Oh, my mind's gone blank.
Probably in politics, is he?
He's on TV, this chap.
And he looks like a bit like Doughboy.
He looks a bit priest-like, doesn't he? And he's giving a point, yes. He's pointing at me to say, behave yourself. You know that, look there. Yes. Oh, yes.
See, I think it's her. It's not the one who's face her. It's definitely her, this one.
I like the way his hair points in the middle and goes back. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to kill you now, yes.
It's always the quiet ones, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know whether they are, but I don't know why there's not no men there, but maybe we'll get some men on. That'd be good, actually, for next one. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I live in Paris, and I listen to your podcast every day. It's brilliant and always gets me giggling.
Thank you.
It also saves me from listening to rubbish French radio, who only play one song. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
They do play that a lot. Last time I was at my dad's house in northern France. I mean, you know, I like Jason Mraz as much as the next person, but it is on all the time.
I'm moving to Edinburgh this summer, and along with my love of your show, I also love musicals. So you can imagine how excited I was to hear that Scott Mills the Musical is not some random or strange fantasy, but for three nights only, a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was wondering if you could use a hand backstage or on front of house, because I would love to help, as I have some experience in drama production.
We are getting a lot of emails from people, and it's really sweet, actually. People offering to help us out on Scott Mills the Musical, which we're doing at the Edinburgh Festival for 2 weeks.
Not for two weeks.
Rephrase that. 3 nights in the second week of August is what I meant. We are not in any way doing it for 2 weeks. 3 nights, that's all, in Edinburgh. So thank you very much if you have offered to help us out. Whether you're an actor or a director, we've got stage managers, people writing songs for us.
Thank you for regularly reading out people's emails too, as it's incredibly frustrating not being able to text or call in as I live overseas. Love you, Katie. X.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Anna from Bath.
Anna from Bath. How's Bath today?
Not too bad, thank you.
Yeah? Anna, yeah. You alright, yeah?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's the plan for today?
Just go to work. Same old, same old.
Okay, how can I help?
I think I've busted Chapa.
Right.
I think he's taken the day off so that we all desperately miss him, and then he's going to rock in at 8:30 as his own special guest.
So you think Chappers is going to be the best guest today?
Yeah, and because we'll all be so relieved to have him back in our lives, we'll automatically hand him over the title.
And you think he'll win?
Yeah,
The weekend in northern France with my dad.
I think that's what he's after, yeah.
Okay. That would be a bit self-indulgent on his part, I think, don't you?
Yeah, but I think he's that kind of diva.
Okay, well, let's find out, Anna. Wait right there. Hi, Chappers.
You shut your mush, Anna, because that isn't going to happen at all.
No.
I think it's your secret ploy.
No, it really, really isn't.
Okay, so you're not the guest.
No, I'm not the guest.
That would be disappointing.
Massive disappointment all round if that was the case, and I wouldn't win the week in northern France, would I? Which
no.
is quite a big prize.
A lot of people would want to know why you're skiving today.
I'm not skiving, I'm just at the cricket, which is work.
How does that work? That sounds like skiving to me.
That's not skiving, that's work.
Okay, are you there already? Obviously you got there quite early this morning, which means you have to miss this show.
No, I'm not there already.
Are you at home in bed, yeah?
No, I'm in a hotel in Leeds. I'll be there in about an hour.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah. Can you tell us more about this guest, please? There's some problem, right?
Well, I had booked a guest who was going to come in and entertain you all, and it would have looked fantastic when it went up online as well. So I was covering all, you know, multimedia. I was covering every platform, which is what they like, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're so corporate, Mark.
I know, thanks. And and you'd have been massively entertained, but health and safety have said no to this.
What on earth was it?
And have kiboshed my guest. It was somebody called the Wish You Warrior, and he was going to turn up today with his mate. And he was going to sit in the live lounge for you. He was going to put a whole load of breeze blocks on his head. And his mate was going to swing a sledgehammer and knock him off.
That's not for real.
That's for real. That's genuinely for real.
Right, are you making this up because you haven't got another guest?
A bloke was
going to come in called a warrior, put some breeze blocks in his head, and a man would smash him with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, and that was genuinely going to happen. But, you know, nowadays you can't do anything, can you, without health and
You've
safety
never tried to
involved.
Get anything past health and safety before, have you?
Oh, honestly, the slightest thing, and they're in the right mode.
What could go wrong?
Sledgehammer?
Right.
Well, they claimed that in the live lounge there wasn't enough room to swing a sledgehammer.
That's ridiculous.
And also, the warrior with the breeze blocks on his head could actually be killed.
Oh. Well, God, they're no fun anymore, are they?
I still think they're nitpicking, to be honest.
There's so many forms these days. That you could, back in the day, you could have just got a sledgehammer without asking anybody's permission
and
broken some bricks on someone's head. And now look, so many forms.
People are paid to ruin our enjoyment.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's awful. Okay, so you've got a no from health and safety for that.
I'd have won with that, don't you?
Well,
I think you probably would.
I would have loved that, but who's on instead?
Well, the irony being, we all had a headache after yesterday's guest.
Yeah.
Then the warrior might have had a headache. So there is another guest coming. I can't say any more about the guest that's coming, but you will enjoy it. But I feel slightly saddened and let down by red tape.
Are they doing something less dangerous than the warrior would have done?
Yeah, they won't even make a cup of tea because that's probably too dangerous, so...
Oh, yeah, you can't switch a kettle on here.
You can't. You're not allowed to plug in a toaster without filling in form.
Not in here, you're not. It has to be tested first.
No, you're not allowed to test her at all because it's a fire hazard.
Oh, God. See? You know. No fun. You can't even have toast anymore in the morning.
I've scrabbled around.
Okay, right.
I did think about getting a birthing pool after last night.
Did you see that? What's that about?
Well, it wasn't so much the birthing pool that really put me off. It was when James did, as you said, did a demonstration, but also explained to some woman exactly what happens when she puts her hand on her coccyx and then her hand on another bone and everything opens.
Yeah.
I didn't need him to tell me that.
Thing is, if you have booked a birthing pool, not allowed water in here.
Yeah, obviously. No, exactly.
Okay, we'll look forward to whoever it is.
Hopefully you'll enjoy the guest that's coming in, but I do apologise, it could have been so much better.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know, on Tuesday, DJ Talent came in.
Mm.
I've been thinking about this quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah, me and the one that doesn't speak were discussing this yesterday. He came in on Tuesday. You know him, off Britain's Got Talent. He was the one that he wears a cap, has got gold teeth, and basically just goes... I say Britain, you say talent. Britain's Got Talent, it's DJ Talent. Him.
Yeah. He did that rap for you, didn't he? When I say Scott,
you say Mills.
Scott
Radio
Mills.
Radio 1. Mm. Radio 1. Coming at ya. Now, the more I think about it, the more I think DJ Talent is really clever.
Why?
Because he comes across as this really kind of innocent, naive... really sweet bloke.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was.
Who doesn't quite believe all this is happening to him just because he shouted things loudly on a talent show.
Yeah.
I think he might be a genius. I think this could be some... I think we're all being scammed. I think it could be some Borat-style creation. I think the bloke who plays DJ Talent could be the new Sacha Baron Cohen.
No.
I think it's a character, I do.
Why do you think that?
Just with some of the stuff he was saying... when he was on this show, it was just too good. Right, I'll remind you, listen.
I don't tend to go to normal pubs anymore or out to normal places because my life could be at risk, you know, being kind of high-profiled now, so I've got to be safe, you know, I've got to...
I love it how you're forced to be a celebrity and go to celebrity bars. That's brilliant.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And you get lots of free bottles of champagne as well, which is really, really lovely. You're meeting lots of different types of people, like royalty and different people you meet.
Really?
You know?
What other celebrities are in those celebrity clubs?
Who have you met?
Who have I met? I've met Brian Harvey from E17. He's
Wicked.
A good friend of mine.
It's just too good. You meet royalty, millionaires. Oh, really? Who have you met in these clubs? Brian Harvey off East 17. It's so Borat.
Do you really think this?
And the more I think about it, the more I do think he's an actual comic genius.
I just thought he was really sweet and, like, couldn't work out why all this fame had come to him.
And also, the people from ITV2 who were in that morning filming him, his day at Radio 1, they're going to end up looking stupid. We're going to end up looking a bit silly.
Oh, so well, you think he's fooling them as well?
Oh, I think he's fooling everybody. I think he's got the judges fooled. I think he's got it all sewn up. I really do. It's just my theory. I do.
When do you think all this is going to be exposed?
When he makes his film.
And you're going to be in it looking, oh, I'm going to be in it as well.
Everyone's going to look stupid.
The only person who's not going to look stupid is Chappers, who didn't say anything for the whole interview.
I think he might be some kind of spoof. I think we're all being scammed. I think he's making a film and we will all be in it, like Borat. Listen to some more of the stuff he was saying.
What I'm enjoying about the show is that I'm sort of touching the nation of all different ages. I'm touching elderly people, young people.
I'm sorry, do you know what I mean? The more you listen to it, the more you think, yeah, he's not for real.
I'm touching elderly people.
Yeah. Jenny in Devon says, I agree. This is exactly what me and my friend have been saying about DJ Talent.
Aww.
Yeah. Loads of people agreeing. That's what I think as well. I agree. From Kev in Manchester.
Well, if it is, it's amazing, because he had me fooled.
I think he's had us all fooled. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. And now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happened next. Play along if you want. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
And now we can go over to Leeds. Hi, Chopper.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, very good, very good.
Oh, it's good to have you on, even though you're not really here.
There's the tongues. Are you being sarcastic?
No, has
my guest arrived?
Just checking that out. Yes, they have arrived, apparently.
Well, health and safety are happy with them, are they?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
All good. Well, are you at the cricket now?
I'm just on my way there.
Right, okay. Let's play.
You sound like you don't believe me.
Well, we've had a few people texting in saying that you might not be there, or that people saying that it's raining in Leeds and therefore you won't be able to work today and stuff like that. So.
Well, at the moment there's a bit of blue sky, although it is wet.
Okay. Okay, Becky, let's go. Versus Chappers on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, this first one does involve Becky, Chopper, so okay. She's in with a good chance of getting this point because she was actually here for it.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, she'd have to be particularly stupid not to get the point here, though.
You never know. It probably will go to you in the end.
Yeah.
She may be at a slight advantage. Here's the first situation today. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Scott.
Now, there's one thing that makes you laugh more than anything else, isn't there?
Yes.
What is that?
Farting. I can't even say it without laughing.
Becky, please meet Mr. Methane.
Well, good morning, Becky.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Now, you've not met before, have you?
No.
He's really good at farts, aren't you?
I am, yes. I am the world's only performing flatulist.
Here's the idea. Becky, how long can you stay in the room for while Mr. Methane blows off the Adams family before you have to run out of the room? So there we are. That's what we did yesterday. We did this after the show. My question to you, good old Mr. Methane's back on. You might have seen him on Britain's Got Talent a few weeks ago. He can fart popular tunes. My question to you, how long could Becky stay in the room for while Mr. Methane trumped a top favourite?
Do I go first, yeah?
You go first.
I'll go first, okay. If you want. 45 seconds. What are you thinking, Mark?
44 seconds. It smells really bad.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Yeah. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ooh, how long could Becky stay in the room for while Mr. Methane farted and smelt?
Shall we? Should we begin? Let's lock the door. Let's lock the door and begin.
Let's go. Oh, it's starting to come. Scott, you've gone white. Scott, are you seriously okay?
Has anybody got a cup of coffee?
He's sick. He's got a run. He's gone. Scott's being sick. What? Oh my god!
Would anyone like have got a banana or an apple? Would anyone like anybody? No.
What do we do now?
Oh, I don't know. I think that this we've got to fill the airwaves with farting, I suppose, until Scott comes back. Hmm. I don't know. Just play some Sugar Babes or something. I mean.
Oh God. Chopper. That was awful. I went really white.
You yeah, actually.
That's impossible.
No, seriously, he did go white and
really?
Then ran through Sarah Cox's studio and then she came in and she went, I think Scott's just been sick. He was covering his mouth and ran really fast.
It was awful. So it was me that couldn't stay in the room. Becky stayed for the entire duration, which was 50 seconds. Oh, surprisingly, Becky's got that one, Chappers.
Oh. What's the kidding?
Oh, man. That wasn't a good.
That sounded horrible.
It was. Next, you know Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Now, her famous song, what's the next line of it? Can't read my, no, we can't read my. Go, Chappers.
Poker face.
Yes, that's right. Well, we went into Stupid Street, right, and we asked five people the next line to that song.
Right.
My question, how many out of five would get the next bit of the Lady Gaga song correct? You know, they're big fans of the Gaga on Super Street?
Well, most of them don't live in this in the real world, so yes, I would imagine quite a few of them are fans of Gaga. One.
One?
Yeah.
Becky.
Two.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Let's go onto Stupid Street and see how many people know the next bit to Lady Gaga's Poker Face.
Poker Face.
Yes, one.
My body language.
Okay, good.
What was that noise at the end of her? It sounded like a pig.
What the hell did I buy? Because I'm not sly, Sylvester Stallone, he definitely can't try. Because when I go to Oxford Street, I like to buy shirts, T-shirts, and anything I can get my hands on. And that's why.
Right, no, that doesn't really scan the song.
He was just after a record deal, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just after a record deal, yeah. So that's a no.
No, we can't read them off. Exam paper.
No, not exam paper.
No, we can't read them off. Falling asleep and falling alive. Having a fag, I'm nearly alive. There we go. That's the Chris Moyle show.
Right, all you needed to say was poker face.
It's not hard, is it?
No, the correct answer was one person. Well done, Chopper.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, you know this show?
Yeah.
I think we need to sort out our obsession with food.
Why?
I think we mention it more than Sarah Cox does these days.
That's impossible.
Yeah, well, it can't be.
You say that. When you put it all together, it sounds like we're really obsessed. My question, how many times have we mentioned food so far this week? Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday's show. Chappers.
Oh, not that often. 10 times.
10? You right, said when, biscuits more than that yesterday.
When you hear this, you're going to be surprised. Becky?
55. And that's a lot, isn't it?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's us mentioning food a lot this week. Eating popcorn with
fishbone.
They ate sushi off a hairy Bristolian's body last night. I'm trying to wolf down my Cocoa Pops. Toast. Peas. Ate the hottest curry you could ever eat. Hot curry. More the hog roast. The hog roast sound brilliant. Fish fingers. Got some mini pizzas.
Mini pizzas? Pound just five. Cheese and tomato once in a stack.
The pizza.
Soggy defrosted pizza.
Have you got mini Kievs?
I have got some Kievs, yeah. I've got some Viennetta.
Milkshake.
I've got some Neapolitan as well.
Pizza, mini Kievs, Viennetta and Neapolitan.
Have you got a prawn ring?
Prawn rings. I can't really stick prawns. Fish cakes. One cod Todd Mornay left.
Ice cream.
One toad in the hole. Two barbecue chicken chunks. One seafood pizza. One family lasagna. Two beef roast dinners. That's to add to the Kievs and everything else I mentioned before.
Curry.
Eating a really hot vindaloo. Pineapple. Pineapple.
Pineapple under the sea.
Pineapple under the sea. Pineapple. A couple of glasses of wine. Peas.
Okay.
You've got like Kievs and garlic.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
That's true. Garlic Kievs. Some of fish cakes. We've got normal fish cakes. Fish fingers. We've got toad in the hole. We've got family lasagna.
Like the little chicken.
It's
garlic.
Like cheese and garlic wrapped in chicken.
Mm. Well, I wanted that cod mornay.
Bag the cod.
Left
the cod mornay.
You.
The mini pizzas. 12 Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings. M&M. I don't want your cod mornay. Through the mini pizzas. The 12 Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings. Two garlic chicken Kievs. Beef roast dinner. Some more Kievs left. There's a toad in the hole going spare.
Cod mornay.
Cod mornay. Toad in the hole. Beef roast dinner. Cod mornay. Toast.
I hope he brings a cake. Takes a cake along.
Eats a piece of cake.
He uses cake to just eat it.
Like
if I brought a cake in. Donuts or something. Some flapjack.
Iced buns. Iced buns and flapjack. Cabbage or spinach. Just seaweed then.
Good crepes.
Oh, really good crepes. Hi. Oh, I wish I'd saved some Yorkshires from yesterday now. Wish I'd eaten all 12. Pancake mix. Yorkshire puddings. Yorkshire pudding with jam. It was the garlic in the two chicken Kievs that I'd eaten.
Do I look like someone who agrees with wasting food?
With jam?
Chocolate spread.
Chocolate spread. Okay, I'll try the jam thing. Cod mornay. Cod mornay.
Best way to eat mini pizzas is to put them within two slices of white bread. Gravy. Hamburger bun. The sausages just go straight down. I love those eating competitions.
Biscuits. Cakes.
Is there any biscuit?
I don't like those biscuits.
You don't like any
not.
Biscuits though, do
no,
you?
No, I do like some biscuits. I like biscuits.
Still going.
I like hobnobs and chocolate hobnobs. Jaffa cake. No. Jaffa cake. Jaffa cake. Ice cream.
Ice cream. We need an ice cream salad.
Beef cake.
Thanks very much for the wrap.
Becky had to pick most of the pastry out of her top.
Ooh. It was a meringue.
Some onions, croissants and stuff. Meringues. Croissant out of your belly button. It does smell of egg in here. It does smell of egg.
Who had egg
it's
this morning?
I smell of egg. Croissants. Some hot pot. The hot pot. Chili peppers.
Bring tapas.
Tapas is more than olives.
Or tapas. Olives. Hummus either. And...
They eat olives off you.
No.
Fried potato, whatever it is.
Specified olives.
Patatas bravas. Sushi.
Bring in sushi. Cod mornay. Oh. Yorkshire puddings. Did you eat them with jam? Cream puff off a hairy baker.
Because it might just be a salad today, I think. Wow. Chappers?
That's embarrassing, isn't
that
it?
That is embarrassing.
God, how fat does that make us sound?
Yeah. That just went on and on, didn't it?
How many was it?
143 times. from Monday to Wednesday on this show.
Oh, my God, that's embarrassing.
Anyway, so Becky clearly wins today's Oat What's Occurring. I'll let you get back to your sport.
Cheers, mate, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Ow.
Sounds really embarrassed.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
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 So far this week, we've had Tim Minchin, bloke who plays the piano, did some songs for our musical, very funny guy. Tuesday, we had DJ Talent of Britain's Got Talent, who I'm telling you, we've talked about this already this morning, I think he is a comedy genius. I think he's making a film. I think we are all being scammed. I don't think he's as naive and as innocent as he appears. I think he's the kind of a Borat style creation, and we're all going to look very stupid. Then yesterday, on the show, the Dolly Rockers came in. And they
How
bought,
could you forget them
I didn't
so quickly?
Forget it. I didn't forget it.
You did a little bit.
And they brought in their new singles, Just Squeeze and Dolly, and we found out that they weren't French. Today, on Best Guess Week, day 4, Chappers, as he explained earlier, isn't here, but he did book a warrior called the Wushu Warrior. The idea of him being that he puts breeze blocks on his head in the live lounge. Not always in the live lounge, but that's what he would have done this morning. Whilst his friend gets a sledgehammer and hits the breeze blocks on the warrior's head. But apparently, God, they're so boring. Health and safety said that wasn't allowed. So we have a last minute guest, and she has very kindly stepped in. It's Chappers' guest today. It's Zoe Salmon. Hello.
Good morning, and I am health and safety compliant.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. How are you?
Thanks for coming in last minute.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Yeah, I did reschedule everything because I thought it was Chris, but you know. Here I am. It's good to see you.
Here I am with a stand-in. What did you have planned today then? What are we keeping you from?
Oh, I just put everything back half an hour. No, but it's always nice to come in. Yeah. I always like a good early start, so yeah.
Now, it was last minute. And now, you are health and safety compliant, are you? Because they were really funny about the guy with the breeze blocks and the sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's a shame about that. I'd love to have heard what that would have been like. Yeah. But yeah, I tick all the health and safety boxes, so here I am.
Have you ever been an understudy for a novelty circus act before?
I haven't. One of the few things I probably didn't do in Blue Peter.
Now, last time you were on was with Moyles.
Yes.
And you had to go on a date with Radio 1's Greg James.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good fun, actually. Yeah, Greg's great. And we had a laugh. We had a little champagne breakfast and a walk in the park and fed the ducks. And it was great, beautiful.
And you did what everyone would do here in the Credit Crunch whilst trying to save money and had champagne, which I quite liked.
Well, why not? Yeah. You know, if you've only got a few pounds, you might as well spend it wisely in some cheap champagne.
Now, we haven't had much of a chance to prepare, you or I, really. So,
well, this should be fun.
No, I've got your Wikipedia up here. It says...
oh, great. Let's just go through it. It's like a job interview now.
It says you're up for anything. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, good. Anything you fancy trying just once now?
Not right, no.
Okay.
No, I'm just quite happy sitting here relaxing with my feet
right.
up.
Now, I would open that out to the listeners, but I don't think that's probably a good idea because they can text in and stuff and you can probably see the text. So let's not text that in. Thank you. You and I do share one thing in common. Hole in the wall.
Oh, TV gold.
TV hell.
How did you find the tight silver lycra?
Awful.
You can see for yourself. I've got it here.
No, don't, please.
Oh,
don't show Zoe. Look, she's got the figure to carry it off.
Ooh.
That's the bit where he falls in. You were the only one of your team to get stuck in the wall.
Make your way to the play area, Scott. Bring on the wall!
That's me falling in. Didn't that water taste horrible? Did you fall in?
Yeah, I fell in most of the time, actually. I didn't think it would be as difficult as it was, but that polystyrene wall, you think, oh, if it hits you, it'll not be too bad. It is polystyrene. But it really did whack your head.
Really
hurt.
I came
away with quite a few injuries.
When Darren Goff, obviously, was the team captain, and when I was on, he really properly hurt his face on it.
Yeah, it's quite dangerous. It wasn't maybe ticking as many health and safety boxes as you do in this studio.
That's right. We can never do hole in the wall in here. Thank God.
Have you kept your suit like Scott has?
I haven't kept mine.
Yes, you have.
I've chucked it away now because I had a clear out recently.
Oh.
I've given it to the charity shop.
Nice. Who is going to want to buy your
Oxfam.
Suit?
Oh, well, you never know.
Have you kept yours?
Yes, I have kept mine. It's hanging up in my wardrobe. I don't know when I'm going to quite use it. Maybe some fancy dress party it might come out.
Have you used it since, Zoe?
I promise you I haven't. It's washed and hung up in the wardrobe, but I haven't put it on yet.
Okay. No, mine's gone to Oxfam.
Oh,
do you find yourself... Did you have therapy after that show? Because I think I needed it.
No, I didn't.
Right. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it properly. I had to watch it through my fingers. I was like, no!
But it was hilarious.
And it did bring a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
Yeah, not me. Do you find yourself squeezing through small gaps in polystyrene in your own home now?
No, I can't say that I have. But if I did choose to, at least I have the outfit to do it.
Yes, you do. Right, Zoe Salmon is with us. Thanks for coming in once again, because I'm thanking you more than I thanked Sophie Ellis-Bextor last night on
which
the National Lottery, which
you.
Was about six. But we do appreciate it, because obviously it's a bit last minute, because of the Warrior and the breeze blocks and the sledgehammer. And
absolute
fine.
Pleasure.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Becky and Zoe Salmon having a lovely chat there. What are you on about?
Having a gossip.
What are you talking about?
Getting up early.
Share it.
And how
pervy Moyles is.
Yeah.
Which is the honest trick.
I think, like, really kind of...
You see, the thing is, Zoe, you don't get that with me.
I know, it's disappointing. It's very disappointing.
Have I perved on you once and you've been here, what, 10,
no,
15 minutes
it's
now?
It's very suspicious.
He won't do it, honestly.
I won't.
He's not like that.
I'm not like that.
Go on, do what I do. Try anything once.
Go on, try and perv on Zoe.
No, I can't.
Do it.
I can't.
You'll make my day.
Okay, I'll try.
What Moyles would say.
What did Chris say? I'm just trying to think. Can you give me I have no idea. What kind of thing did he do last time?
Oh, I sort of touched my bum, looked at me.
I wouldn't do that
chair.
For your first go.
Okay, right. Good morning, my darling.
Okay, it's
how are you today? Do you want to come around my house later? We could have a chat and maybe a cup of tea and some biscuits. How am I doing?
It's all right. Ask if she should leave her boyfriend for you.
Will you leave your boyfriend for me, Zoe?
It's very, very tempting.
Go on.
Honestly, it's so tempting, especially when you're just...
Leave your boyfriend. Go on, Zoe.
But,
You know you want to. Who could resist?
Girls, I'll leave your boyfriend. Give Uncle Scott a kiss. Come on. Come on here. Sit on my knee. Give Uncle Scott a kiss.
The uncle bet just makes it a bit wrong.
Come to daddy.
Oh,
I'm wrong.
There's a line and you crossed
sorry.
It.
And to think that I encourage this behaviour.
Yeah, it's your fault. You started it, Salmon.
It is my fault. I am very naughty and slightly mental. But I liked it. Keep going.
No, it's
no,
all right.
Really not.
It's fine. See, I can't do it like Chris can. He's just a natural.
Rubbish.
Can I ask as well? I've got a Blue Peter badge. I know those days are behind you now.
Oh, did you steal it?
No!
No.
Did you actually earn it?
I've got one as well.
How did you earn it?
I'll tell you, if you want to know, it was slightly before your time on Blue Peter, and I... I went on the Bring
Is
and
it
Buy.
Diane Louise Jordan.
You were perving over her, weren't you?
No, I'm really not. It was on the Bring and Buy sale.
Sophie Ellis Bextor's mum.
No. And I had to be. I was on a store with Martin Fowler off EastEnders, and we were selling mostly Westlife CDs for £1. And for that, I got a Blue Peter badge.
We're very generous.
I got one as well, just for writing and saying that I wanted to be pen pals with one of the guests.
Oh, they see, I thought a Blue Peter badge was special, but they just hand them out willy-nilly, don't they?
Oh, no, I promise you they don't.
Don't they?
I mean, they obviously liked you. You're very likeable.
All I did was sell some Westlife CDs with Martin Fowler on the stall in the Bring and Buy sale, and you get a Blue Peter badge.
A little bit helps, you know. That money went to good causes.
Can you still
so
get in
your
free?
Efforts.
To places you could Blue Peter
yeah, what
badge
can
or
you
not?
What can you get? Because this is everyone talks about this. What do you actually get?
Well, here's the thing: because you're both over 16, unfortunately, you can't use your Blue Peter badge to get into places for free. It has to be now with a counterpart card. It's photographic, and you have to have your date of birth and that. So if you're 16 or over, it doesn't entitle you to get into to any places for free. I'm sorry.
So you're telling me it's effectively worthless. Radio
One. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now, you know you said you'll try anything once.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners have been on.
Great.
Would you fart the theme tune to The Addams Family?
Do you know what? I'm not a very good farter. I'm so sorry. I'm just one of those girls that don't really seem to do it.
You just, don't do it?
I'm just not very often.
I don't think any Blue Peter presenters do it.
Yeah. It's sort of in the contract.
I don't think they even go to the loo, Blue Peter presenters, do they? Is it in the contract that
no,
you don't fart? You're allowed to now. You're not on it anymore.
Yeah, I've been saving it up for 4 years. Now I'm going to let a massive one. Everybody clear the studio.
Would you, just some more coming in, would you go on a date with Gavin from Real?
Who?
Gavin from Real. Just one of our listeners.
Oh, I am...
No, Gavin, because she's going to go on a date with me.
Thank you all the same. Only if he pervs over me as well as Scott does.
Okay. Will you go rollerblading with Duncan, who's in Edinburgh?
Actually, yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
After the ice skating, I might be quite good at rollerblading. I've never tried it.
Fair play to you for doing the ice skating.
Oh, thank you. It was difficult.
Yeah.
I myself, but you know. Still alive.
Scott actually auditioned for that and
let's not bring this up.
Oh, go on. Scott auditioned for it and he had to go around holding onto the sides and they said the audition tape was so awful that they weren't really interested anymore.
You know when you're about, you know, when you first start going to the ice rink when you're how old?
About 8, 9.
8, 9. Hold
onto the sides.
Yeah, and you just hold onto the side the whole way through. That was me. And they filmed it. And the person that was holding my hand... on the other side, while I was holding on to the side of the rink on the other side, I was saying, do you want to go around again? I was like, no, get me off this. Get me off the ice. I can't even stand up on it.
Oh,
so how you did all that twirly business, I don't know how you do that.
It's tricky, but, you know, you put in the R's, and that's the thing. A lot of people started off, like Donal started off holding onto the sides, but you put in the R's and, you know, the effort really does come through and you can see the results. So, you know, I'd say get back on the ice and keep at it.
Look what happened to Ray Quinn.
I don't think he ever was able to hold on to the sides. I think he just went off onto triple axles straight away.
Yeah.
He was amazing. I think you just get people in life that are just naturally talented, and he was super at it.
Yeah. Okay, Zoe's with us. Thank you for coming in this morning. It's 9:03. Someone says they do get in for free places with a Blue Peter badge, and they're 33.
Illegal.
That's not allowed.
Can
Maybe
be arrested.
They look young.
You know, because you're good at skating.
Yeah.
We're doing a musical called Scott Mills the Musical, okay?
Yeah.
Which is going to be at the Edinburgh Festival in August.
It goes to Broadway after that.
Let's not get our hopes up too much. I mean, let's not
aim high.
Run before we can walk. But we're doing it for 3 nights, about 300 people a night, second week of August. in Edinburgh. Now, I'm thinking, with you on board, if you are, could we change the theatre maybe to an ice rink and do Scott Mills the Musical on ice?
I know. Once it does so well at Edinburgh, why don't you then go on tour and put it on ice, just redevelop the show, but for ice, like all great musicals and shows. Yeah.
You'd be up for that?
Totally up for that. Count me in. Where can I sign up?
Can you sing?
Yeah.
And you can obviously ice skate brilliantly.
Sing, act, ice skate.
Oh my God, this is so exciting. Radio 1 Podcast. I know there's a car waiting to whisk you off. So thank you for coming in today. Some rude boy, that's his name, rude boy, off of Edinburgh, says, could you please get Zoe to say before she goes, you have a new message, and put it on download so I can have it on my phone when a text comes through.
Okay. You have a new message.
Or might use that one myself, actually.
Actually, I might too. I like that. I might do some voiceover work. What do you think?
This could open a whole new thing for you, Zoe. You know? Sarah Cox has just texted Becky's phone.
She has. She says she absolutely loves Pervy Scott. I think she wants that as her message alert.
Maybe I should do it more with all the guests.
I think you should. It could be a new thing.
Yeah. Could be your strand, yeah.
Okay.
Do a little. Just do one more now.
Good morning, Zoe.
Oh. All of a sudden, I don't want to leave. He said my car is here, but I'm thinking,
that's just not
let's
true.
Just stay. Just
get me away from him. I don't know what to say. Thanks for coming in today.
That was rubbish. That's just your voice.
A bigger thank you. A bit more sexy, a bit more lower.
Thank you so much for coming in today. It really means a lot. Oh, God, I'm really grossing myself
out. Get
your
hand off my leg.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, it's time for some more of your correspondence that you've been sending in. Thank you for your emails. Send them through, anything you want to know. And stuff for the musical as well. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Why does that bloke from N-Dubs always say na-na-nai?
It's his trademark. It's Dappy's trademark.
Any more than that?
I've just looked this up.
Have you just gone to Google and gone, why does Dappy just say na-na-nai?
No, I typed N-Dubs na-na-nai into Google.
How are you spelling na-na-nai?
N-A-N-A-N-A-I.
What have you got?
I've just got some lyrics.
What are they? Na-na-na-na-nai?
Na-na-nai to the day we die, brap.
That explains it.
Yeah, so there we are. It's just what he says. It's just his thing. That's what he does. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the man who doesn't speak, the posh Radio 4 lady, and whoever reads this. I was listening to the Scott Mills Daily Podcast yesterday and realised that you don't have an enhanced feature. So I was wondering if I could join your very well-established team to become your podcast maker, who can put in pictures and soon videos and make it even better than Chris Moyle's podcast. I heard that Becky didn't want to stay after 7 on Friday, which could be what I do for you. I was thinking of a picture and description of Becky's classifieds, and a special Oh, What's Occurring review at the end of Friday's podcast, because they're normally very short, and even a special scoreboard in the enhanced podcast. Please write back, Stephen.
Have we written back to Stephen yet? This sounds like a great idea.
Not yet. How does he know that I don't want to stay after 7 on a Friday?
I think it's just obvious from listening.
Well, Chappers goes at 5 on a Friday. I think I did quite well to stay till 7.
Yeah, you just sit there like people, like they've got webcams, they can see you looking bored. Am I talking you out of this job?
Yeah. Well, if you prefer Stephen, then you can have Stephen with his enhanced feature.
How rude that didn't have an enhanced feature.
I get emails about that all the time.
I hear what you're saying, Stephen. Thanks very much for the offer. What do I say now?
It would be good to get one like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask.
Okay, well, yeah,
see
ask.
What they say.
I would like an enhanced feature.
I think it might involve lots of code, though, which I don't know
well,
about.
Well, Stephen can help. Maybe you want to email him later.
Yeah.
And then you can go straight away. Like, you can go at 5 on Fridays, then, if you want.
Then I can just go.
Yeah, just go. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.